Hello.
Hello, Mr. President.
Edgar?
Yep.
I wanted to tell you that I was so damn mad when that Supreme Court had to come down. First, I didn't like their decision, but
I didn't either.
Unbelievable, wasn't it?
It was unbelievable.
You know, those clowns we've got on there, I'll tell you, I hope I outlive the bastards.
Well, I hope you do, too.
I mean, politically, too, because we've got to change that court.
There's no question about that whatsoever. Yeah. I had thought it was a possibility of a 5-4.
Yeah, you know, I thought we ought to get White. What's the matter with him?
I don't, well, of course, Wizard White is an old Kennedy crowd.
Right. Though. Well, then the other one, what in the hell is the matter with Stewart?
Well, Stewart is a very wishy-washy individual. He switches from one side to the other.
Yeah.
And I wasn't surprised that on this thing, he switched.
Yeah. Well, I suppose he's affected with the Georgetown thing. But what I was going to say is that the day we went over to your place, and I was trying to, it made the news all right. But the point is that if it hadn't been for that stinking court decision, we'd have been the lead story, you know.
Would have been the lead story.
And it should have been.
And it should have been. Your remarks were simply wonderful, I thought.
Well, I thought it was good to lay it on the line with those fellows. And you know that line that the era of permissiveness is in then, and you notice I thought it was really great the one I said, and I hope that you had your people get this one down, because within 23 years that I've known the director, that he has never served a party. He has always served his country. That sort of summed it up, didn't it?
It did. And I ordered today, a copy of your speech came over from the White House today.
Yeah.
I ordered that it be printed in our national, in the law enforcement bulletin, which goes to about 15,000. Police departments in
good.
The country.
Oh, that's fine.
So it'll get it in there.
I wanted to get out of there, but it got a good play, and I was glad that we could give it a shot.
Well,
because,
I deeply appreciate what you did, because it certainly was wonderful of you to do it.
Yeah.
And
well, I wanted to.
I know you may have wanted to, but it was wonderful to do it at a time when they've been shooting from all sides at you, you know.
Oh heck! As far as I'm concerned. You know, one thing I was gonna ask your question. A lot of people have a feeling that I ought to. Not a lot. Some, if they're all mixed, as a matter of fact. Some people think that now that this court has acted, that I ought to make a statement about the freedom of the press and that we aren't trying to censor them and so forth. My inclination, whatever it's worth, is not to say so. I'll tell you.
I think you're right.
I kind of think I should stay out. But what's your public relations judgment on it, Edgar? I'd just like to know.
Public relations judgment, Mr. President, is that you should remain absolutely silent about it.
You would, huh?
I would.
But you don't think that that's any great problem that they've been naturally been charging that we have been trying to keep the press from printing the truth about the war and so forth.
I don't think that's involved, because as a matter of fact, these papers don't harm you one bit.
No, actually, the stories in the Post and Times this morning were all about Kennedy and Diem.
Kennedy, he was the one who started it, and then Lyndon Johnson escalated it. And then you inherited it, and you have brought it down. You never sent an additional man in there, but you brought it down.
Yeah.
And I think what they're trying to do is to bait you into taking a position that the freedom of the press ought not be to that extent. And I think we ought to be awful careful what we do in this case of this man Ellsberg.
Mm-hmm.
Because there again, they're going to make a martyr out of him.
Mm-hmm.
All of the press of the country are going to, of course, come to the front that he's a martyr.
Yeah.
And when you view what the Supreme Court has now said, I doubt whether we're going to be able to get a conviction of him.
Mm-hmm.
I hope so, but I doubt it. We've got a good, strong case on him.
Mm-hmm.
And his first wife testified very vigorously against him. And it's a good, strong case. But
I'd like to check some of the other people around him. That's the others. There's a conspiracy involved here.
Of course, this fellow Sheehan of the New York Times is involved. This fellow Jack Anderson here in Washington, that skunk that we have here.
Is he in it, too?
Oh, yeah, he's in it. He was at the Post and had copies made.
Yeah.
I saw her on the TV last night, Mrs. Graham. I would have thought she's about 85 years old.
Yeah.
She's only about, I think, something like 57.
Oh, no, I know that. Yeah.
And I had an idea she was a great deal older when I looked at her last night.
Yeah.
She's aged terribly.
She's a terrible old bag.
Oh, she's an old bitch in my estimation.
That's right.
But I think from your point of view, it would be very ill-advised.
You don't think I should say anything?
I don't think you should say anything.
Just let it cool off. Let the papers come out and let them reflect on whoever they reflect.
What they want to print, it doesn't reflect upon you. You had nothing to do with all of this.
I had nothing. Nothing of it is about me, you know.
Not at all. And therefore,
thing.
If you enter it now on the grounds of freedom of the press or anything of that, then it's the very thing that the enemies of the administration want to do, is to divert the attack upon you.
Mm-hmm.
And not upon Kennedy and not upon Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, I think what's going to happen, I think Lyndon Johnson will ultimately burst forth himself.
Yeah.
Because...
He ought to.
You know, he's a tough individual.
He ought to defend himself.
I think he will.
Yeah, well...
And I think for that reason, your silence would be just the thing.
Well, I don't certainly plan to say anything until I have a chance to look over the weekend and see what the...
Well, I evaluated very carefully
because
I think they're trying to bait you into taking the position. This fellow Stanton, who's now going to be cited by the Congress for contempt of court, he shot his mouth off today. And I think the House of Representatives will cite him for contempt. He ought to be cited for contempt.
Yeah.
But let that be his battle, not yours.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm not having nothing to do with him. That's the House.
That's the House. It's up to them.
Let them have their fun.
And they had a unanimous vote in the committee. It wasn't divided.
Yeah.
And I think that's up for him to fight out. He talks about the opinion of yesterday as being in his favor and so forth. It has nothing to do with what the House is doing.
Well, the opinion yesterday had nothing to do with the Pentagon.
None
selling the Pentagon.
They had lied about the Pentagon, as they've lied about so many things.
Yeah.
CBS is one of the worst networks on the circuit today.
Right.
But I would certainly give awful careful thought by just remaining silent.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad to get that advice. I'm going to be meeting in about an hour with these guys, and I'll have that in mind.
Fine.
Well, good to talk to you, and...
I want to thank you again for...
I appreciate the cufflinks.
It was wonderful.
I appreciate the cufflinks.
Thank
Bye.
You. Goodbye.
Bye.